This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
Celebrating the Smurfs, the iconic characters of 1980s pop culture. Remember the Smurfs? Explore the charming blue characters who defined 80s TV shows and captured hearts alongside famous 80s celebrities and fashion. The Smurfs, more than just little blue guys. All right, picture this. It's the 1980s. You've got your neon leg warmers on, Walkman blasting some gnarly 80s music, and you're eagerly waiting for your favorite 80s TV shows to come on. Amidst all the rock balls and big hair, there's this tiny blue world that somehow captured our hearts, the Smurfs. Yeah, those pint-sized blue creatures with their white hats, living in mushroom houses, running around a magical forest. But let me tell you, they were not just cute cartoons. They were a bona fide 1980s pop culture staple. If you grew up catching those episodes between cartoons or glued to the Saturday morning lineup, you know what I'm talking about. The Smurfs weren't just about mischief or Haribo-inspired candy. Each character was like a little personality bomb. And hey, if you ever wanted a Smurf with a vibe that matched your own 1980s fashion or personality, there was one for you. Papa Smurf, the wise old guy with the trusty beard and red clothes. Think of him as the ultimate 80s celebrity guru, cool, collected, and always dressed to impress. He was the leader, the sage, and frankly the Smurf's very own Mr. Miyagi. Smurfette, the only girl Smurf for the longest time, rocking that blonde hair and white dress. She was kind of the center of attention, the cool girl everyone noticed, kind of like the iconic 80s pop stars who ruled the charts and the fashion scene. Brainy Smurf. Oh, Brainy. The guy who always had his nose in a book or shoved into someone else's business. He was like that one kid who tried to school everyone on 80s trivia, but we all secretly wanted to hang out with him anyway. Clumsy Smurf. Let's face it, he was lovable because he was basically us trying to express ourselves in the era of 80s movies where being quirky was king. Clumsiness was endearing, not a flaw. Hefty Smurf, the muscle of the crew, always showing off his tattoo heart. Think of him as the 80s action star equivalent, probably with some seriously cool workout montages in his day. And then there was Gargamel, the evil sorcerer always trying to nab those Smurfs, probably out of jealousy because they were living their best lives in rainbow-colored mushroom homes while he was stuck in a dark castle with a cat named Azrael giving him side-eye all day long. What made the Smurfs really stick in the 1980s pop culture mix was their ability to blend fun, friendship, and those wholesome, everybody's special vibes that felt so good after watching bigger-than-life 80s celebrities dominate TV and movies. You know, after a day full of big-shouldered suits and synth-heavy TV soundtracks, a Smurf episode was like a breath of fresh, pine-scented, mushroomy air. Honestly, if you want a trip back to the good old days, minus the questionable 80s hairstyles, the Smurfs offer a charming little window into simpler times. And if those voiceovers, catchy Smurf songs, or mushroom-hopping adventures spark your nostalgia, maybe you'd be interested in A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, capturing that same unique flavor of the decade, from the music to the fashion, and yes, the beloved TV shows that defined a generation. So next time you're putting together a playlist of 80s music or reminiscing about 80s movies and shows, don't forget those little blue guys who somehow managed to make mushroom life look like the best gig ever. And hey, if you ever feel like you didn't get enough Smurf time as a kid, trust me, those blue friends from Smurf Village are just waiting to remind you how magical, and just a little bit weird, the 80s really were.